This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And McAdams Millwright Service. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Levi. Here in Ag News on your Friday afternoon, we'll go over the FFA convention that was just this past week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Some local FFA chapters got some recognition and some hardware as well. And we'll go over what happened for you at the state convention over the last few days. Greenville and Highland during the convention had the following award presented to them. They received the Foundation $3,000 Club Award recipient. Greenville was recognized for coordinating a local campaign for the Illinois Foundation, which raised at least $3,000. Greenville's chapter fundraising total was $8,000, and Highland did the same, and they raised $3,000 on the nose. During the convention, Lincolnwood had the following awards presented to their chapter membership. Jordan Gerlach was a major state FFA officer candidate, and elections were held yesterday, Thursday. She was also awarded the Outstanding Section President Award. She was one of 8 Outstanding Section Presidents in the state who achieved the highest degree of excellence during their year of service to their chapters in their section and the Illinois FFA. And Sam Turnus won the State Proficiency in Ag Processing. He is the son of John and Darcy Turnus of Raymond. Litchfield FFA chapter had quite a few awards going to one individual from Litchfield. Alon Bader was installed as the new FFA president for Section 15. She also was the Agricultural Education State Proficiency winner. She also won the Power Structural and Technology Systems AgriScience Award. And Alon was also recognized as a top 10 chapter president during her last year at Litchfield as president. Her advisor there at Litchfield is Matt Blesko. Also during the convention, Ty Nodal of Nokomis won his Beef Product Entrepreneurship State Proficiency Award. Ty is the son of Mark and Julie Nodal of Fillmore. His advisors there at Nokomis include Melissa Hartke and Hannah Riedel. The Taylorville FFA chapter had quite a few members take home awards over the last few days. First off, Toby Winans was the Ag Services State Proficiency Award winner, as well as the State Star in Agribusiness for his book. Toby owns Winans Drone Services and assists customers and agronomists make their decisions to improve their yield and adjust their farming practices. Toby is the son of Jacob and Laura Winans of Blue Mound. Lizzie Schaefer of Taylorville was the state winner in the Prepared Public Speaking CDE, as well as the AgriScience Animal Systems Research State Proficiency Award winner. She's the daughter of Aaron and Sue Schaefer of Awanico. Gracie Corso was the AgriScience Integrated Systems Research State Proficiency Award winner. Gracie's the daughter of Matt and Abby Corso of Taylorville. The Diversified Crop Production Entrepreneurship State Proficiency winner went to Lance DeClercq. He's the son of Trenton and Wendy DeClercq of Stonington. The Animal Systems AgriScience Award recipients were Drew Mickey, Jay Byler, and Lizzie Schaefer. They were recognized as 3 of the top participants in animal systems, one of the 6 systems categories in Illinois FFA AgriSciences Fair. Plant Systems AgriScience Award winners went to Jocelyn Williams, Stephen Franklin, Tucker Winans, and Isabel Norris. And the Social Systems AgriScience Award winners went to Abby Erlenbush and Abby Norris. Again, all the Taylorville FFA Chapter Award winners had their advisors as Katie King, Lori Parks, and Sue Schaefer. Members of the Vandalia FFA chapter were recognized at the state convention as well. They had the state winning team in dairy cattle evaluation non-reasons for a discovery team. The team was comprised of Logan Smith, Allie Willenborg, Cassidy Anderson, and Alexi Hartlieb, along with Elizabeth Cable. The state dairy cattle evaluation non-reasons high individual was Cassidy Anderson of Vandalia. She was recognized for winning overall individual spots. And the Outstanding Chapter Reporter Award went to Avery Isringhausen of Vandalia. She was recognized as one of top 10 Outstanding Chapter Reporters. The FFA advisor at Vandalia is Mandy Totten. And yesterday, Thursday, the state officer team was elected and the convention wrapped up for another year. Yesterday, Thursday, the five major state officers were elected and will now serve the state FFA for the next 12 months. The newly elected FFA officers are Adam Locher of Keynes in Wayne County. He belongs to the Wayne City FFA chapter. State FFA Vice President is Jayton Schaefer of Farmer City in DeWitt County. He goes to the Blue Ridge FFA chapter. Reporter is Lauren Moore of Carlock in McLean County. She goes to the Normal West FFA chapter. Secretary Gracie Murphy of Macomb in McDonough County, member of the Macomb FFA chapter. And treasurer is Kara Freebairn of Ottawa in LaSalle County, and she belongs to the Serena FFA chapter. The five officers were elected from a group of 10 candidates selected by a committee in early May, one of those being Jordan Gerlach of Lincolnwood in our local area. Each officer will now put their collegiate pursuits on hold for a year to serve the Illinois Association FFA in a full-time capacity. They typically travel more than 20,000 miles visiting FFA chapters all over Illinois and FFA professional settings and promoting agriculture education. Since 1929, Illinois has elected a state FFA officer team. And stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
One of the higher risk aspects of farming is crop protection application. With label changes, regulations, equipment maintenance, and drift management, it's a lot of risk. And a great way to manage it is to rely on your local FS and FS crop applicators. They constantly train to keep up with the latest label changes, regulations, and best practices so your crop is protected and risk reduced. Contact your M&M Service Company crop specialist to learn more about their custom application programs. It's one more way FS is bringing you what's next.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
Farmers know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Service in Greenfield today at 217-248-6879. Moving on now from the wrapped-up FFA convention in Springfield to the ongoing 169th Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville. Yesterday, Thursday, was another big day at the fairgrounds with the concert by Hardy at 7 p.m. That was preluded at about 6:30 by the Macoupin County Junior Livestock Show, going into its 18th year, started back in 2003. Auctioneers for the evening were Mike Crabtree and Rick Stewart. Many businesses were on hand, bidding on 11 hogs and 2 sheep. We'll have more information as we receive it here for the farm show. But again, another successful night for the Macoupin County Junior Livestock Show that took place last night, Thursday. Also yesterday, I spoke with Brandon Oxley yet again about the Junior Livestock Show this time, and he explains how the show means so much to so many.
Being on the fair board for as many years as I have, my favorite part of the fair absolutely is going down to the junior livestock auction. Seeing our junior exhibitors being able to auction off their animals to local companies and individuals and getting to see the rewards for the hard work they put in over the last several months or the last year preparing for show day and preparing for the county fairs around the state. The best part about the way our junior livestock auction is set up is the exhibitor has the opportunity to not only sell that animal, but also continue to show the animal throughout the season and continue to make premium money off of that before the end of the year, where the buyer has the option to either give it back to the exhibitor or have it slaughtered and be able to actually utilize the animal.
Absolutely, and Macoupin County is one of the first fairs of the year, so they've got the rest of the summer to be able to show.
Absolutely, and we're very blessed that county fairs are back this year, and if you've been down in the barns in the last few days and seen the excitement, not only in the exhibitors' faces, but in the parents' and the grandparents' faces, we're really happy to have the agricultural fair back, and we know that this is going to be a great summer for Illinois agriculture in general, but county fairs specifically.
And again, that was Macoupin County Fair Board member Brandon Oxley. In other local news, we want to remind you that today is your last day to register for the Dudley Smith Farm Outreach Meeting. The Dudley Smith Farm is located north of Pena, just off Route 51. This year, the meeting will be featuring research updates on soil health and cover crops, using cover crops with annuals, progress towards soil phosphorus credits, and long-term effects of management practices on nitrogen loss. The virtual public meeting will be held next Wednesday from 10 till noon. That's again Wednesday, June 16th. This meeting is free and open to the public, but advance registration is due by today, June 11th, by going online to go.illinois.edu/DSFmeeting. If you need more information, contact the Christian County Extension Office, Taylorville, at 217-287-7246. And in local ag news here from Montgomery County, the USDA Farm Service Agency in Hillsborough is asking all producers who have completed their planting and wish to complete their acreage reporting, whether virtually or in person, to contact them at the office at 532-3361 extension 2. Because they're not only offering limited appointments, same-day acreage reporting should not be expected. After you contact them at the FSA office, they'll work with you on your preferred form of appointment. If you plan to fill out your forms in person, they'd like you to bring all of your maps and plan to complete everything the same day from start to finish, including signing your FSA 578 form. If you go the virtual route, they'll ask you to email or drop off your completed maps to the office before your appointment, and then the day of your appointment, you should expect to receive your 578 form for your review and signature either through an email or through OneSpan for an electronic signature. The Farm Service Agency in Hillsborough looks forward to working with producers either in person or virtually over the next few weeks to complete your acreage reporting. Deadline to file your acreage reporting is coming up in about a month on July 15th. And one last final note for you to remember, we'll be at the Macoupin County Fair one final day for live drop-ins this afternoon at the fairgrounds in Carlinville. But for now, that wraps up your Ag News here on this Friday afternoon. And if you have Ag News for us, you can send that to us by email at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So again, for your Friday afternoon, June 11th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.